Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Still episode 11 of Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down the final four episodes of Temptation Island, along with sharing some updates of where are they now. Episode 7 kicked off with a banger because we pick up right where we left off with Shantae watching the threesome action with Courtney and Alex. He said, "I'm still respecting Shantae at the end of the day." Shantae's reaction was deadpan, right? She was just like, "I've never seen this before. I don't know what to say other than feeling dumb because she felt confident he was being faithful. Hurtful and disrespectful." And she said, and on top of that, it was hurtful and disrespectful that he didn't feel any regret. She said, "I'll have time to mourn it, but they don't deserve it." Then we get the news that everyone can send a 30-second video to their other significant other. Obviously, the talk of the girls' bonfire was the threesome. Now, the big thing here is Shantae said he wouldn't normally do this if we weren't here. Ma'am, can we talk for a minute? Please don't do that. You know what I mean? Please don't do that. Please don't do that to us here. And the thing about it is Grant tells Natalie he's cutting off Ashley. He's going to send her a 30-second video telling her as such. Ashley pins it on the head and says, "I can fuck someone in the shower, but Ashley cannot." And that's exactly what the theme of the show has been this year. And it is just a typical theme of the guys are allowed to do whatever they want on their villa. But when we watch the videos of the girls doing what they want, there's a double standard there. That seems normal. That's what the problem is with society here. That's a lot of what the problem is with society here. People think they could do and get away with whatever they want, but as long as their significant other does something, oh boy. Shantae says she can't believe it happened. Wanted to be the husband and the father of their children. I don't know. Breon is journaling with Amaya. Breon outs the fact that he had a threesome with Courtney and Alex, and she is befuddled, thinking that she, as in Shantae, will forgive him. He starts talking and she goes, "This conversation is above her pay grade," and I about died laughing. Taylor and Yemen were mucking it up. She's trying to figure out what to say in the video. They snuggle up a little bit together. Mark has arrived. Say we have to say goodbye to four guys. So Alexa picks Max and Gio. Taylor picks Yemen and Case. Shantae picks Hashim and Dan. Ashley picks Danny and Logan. I forgot who they eliminated. I forgot. Today is selection time. It is a video. Mark also sends everyone on a big date later outside of the house. Time to send four girls home. Lino picks Nikki. I forgot who Nikki was. I don't even remember seeing her on the show much. Olivia. Breon picks Angel. He said she had asked some challenging questions on the date that I liked. I thought he complained about those challenging questions. And then he said, "I picked Amaya, my arch nemesis, which was hilarious. Kay and Mel, Natalie and Alex are picked by Taylor and Grant. Like homie kicked Courtney straight to the curb. He said, "Now I can say, Shantae, you don't have to worry about it because she's not in the party anymore." Amaya said, I don't feel like you respect me," to Breon. He asked her to go on the date with him. Alexa picks Max, who she says he's bestie and loves him as a friend, which is adorable. Lino picks Alex. That's the girl that slept with Breon, right? They kind of start to flirt with one another. Lino's like, "Oh, please, you better stop before I do something stupid." Kay says Tyler shows her affection with action. So, of course, he picks her. Taylor and Yemen are talking. She doesn't want to open herself up and be vulnerable in a romantic way because she just got out of a relationship. She has to go out on the date, though. So, video time. Grant says, "Ashley, I feel heartbroken in how you've talked about me. I only focused on you and you broke me. I'm a good man. I'm a good father. Deserve to be loved. I forgive you and forgive myself. Whether or not we make it out together, I just want us to be happy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought just a few moments ago he told Natalie that he was breaking it off. Or he told the guys, one or the other. That's not breaking it off. She did say she feels bad for what she said, but you can't talk shit. But not cheat on me? Two totally different things, man. We're here expressing our feelings and how we feel about one another. We're also supposed to be showing and showcasing that we can be friends with other people. Grant opens his box and there was no video. He said he's so hurt and it sucks. She's choosing not to move forward. Or she's choosing not to move forward and let go of the resentment. What is this dude talking? How am I supposed to feel bad for a dude out here literally knocking boots with another girl, but mad because his girlfriend at the time said a few bad things about him, doesn't want to send him a video because of what he did to her? I'm freaking confused, dear ladies and gentlemen. Can somebody explain? And the whole off-screen thing after the show's over has been wild between these two. Lena, Alexa said, I love you and miss you so much. She's grateful he hasn't been acting like the other, acting out like the other boys. Bunch of sweet things. Alexa, he said the same thing to her. I love you, blah, 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 blah. Tyler opened, didn't get a video from Taylor. He says silence speaks. What do you mean silence speaks? As he goes to embrace his new girlfriend. Taylor, he sent her a video. I love you. I miss you. And this process has been a lot different than I thought. I need you to know I want what's best for you and do love you. She's a little unsure about the video because it said one thing and his actions are doing another. Chante said, I need clarity. He said, hey, babe, I love and miss you. I learned that I found myself and ready to love you deeply, emotionally, and passionately. The boundary it costs is not what I need in my life. I love you. She said, it sounded very apologetic. Chante, I love you, girl, but man, I don't know. His actions hurt her, and I'm not expressing having any regret. And him not expressing any regret broke her, is what she said to him. Brianna is freaking out back at the villa. Amaya is telling him she doesn't agree with the things that he done, saying him not cheating, quote unquote, the way that he's saying that is not right. And she is right here, right? You know what I mean? Come on, dog. You are cheating on her just because it's like, oh, well, I didn't catch any feelings. Nah, bro, you did some things. You cheated. End of story. So she declines to go on the date with him. Grant got Natalie some flowers and wrote her a letter. He said the connection is real and the love she has shown him is real. P.S. You're not the second option, which is weird. Ashley and Danny make some pottery. They reenact the ghost scene. He gets behind her a little bit. They get a little close. It's a little smoochy action happening there. Breon went on his own. He said half of his heart is in that iPad. He wants to get it straight. He wants to get on the straight and narrow and become the best version of himself. I can't be mad at the evolution of this of Breon, right? He did the threesome, realized that he made a mistake here. I can't be mad at that. Do I agree with anything that he's done? No, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he didn't do what he, maybe he is honest about what he said, but I did do what I needed. I did what I thought I wanted and I didn't need that. Now, whether she forgives him, that's another thing, right? Yemen and Taylor, they go for a waterfall. He said that the new version of Taylor he's gotten to know made him feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. She said there's no relationship to disrespect anymore, begins to make out with one another. Kay and Tyler, Gio and Shante, they all have a date together. Alexa and Max, these two have fun. We know his heart's with Lena, right? You know, and we know where things are going here. Taylor and Ashley are mucking it up about their date and how they kissed. She said she would hook up with him. And she said some booty grabbing happened underwater. Hey, yo. Hey, get you some Yemen. I like Yemen, dude. I like he seems like a good guy. Taylor and Ashley need to be happy. Exactly. Straight facts, lady. Stop watching these dudes out here running amok, doing whatever they want to do, and you just sit back and not have fun. Take some fun. Have some fun. Grant and Natalie are snuggled up, and Breon and Tyler look on saying, it's interesting to see what happens between these two. Kay said she can see a future for Tyler. These two are like in hot and heavy in the bed. And it feels like they should have worked. You know what I mean? They felt like they had good chemistry, but we'll talk about that in just a few moments. Marcus arrived. He said the final bonfire, the final video bonfire is happening tonight. It's the last bonfire before the final bonfire. Shantae is up first. It's Amaya talking funky to Brian about the threesome, not agreeing with her saying he didn't cheat, and then not agreeing to go on the date with them. Shantae says good for her, proud of her for doing that. Rules when they became was no kissy and sex, no sexual boundaries on the show is what the boundaries were between Shantae and Brian. Ashley Stern, she sees Grant reading a letter to Natalie. This was whatever. Alexa sees Lino flirting with Alex, him saying, get me to bed before I make bad decisions. She said she came here and wanted to close that door. She's trying to remind myself what he said in his message, that they're the only, that there is only one Lino and only one Alexa.
That was cheesy as hell, but I loved it. I love a little adorableness there.
Taylor and Kay, him saying he wants to be out with the old and in with the, and possibly in with the new, followed by a heavy makeout session, saying that the thought of falling in love, there's the thought of falling in love with Kay. She said she thought this experience of him, but in reality, it was for her. Ashley and Taylor's date. Ashley sees, no, Taylor. Wait a minute. Grant's turn, right? Am I missing Grant's turn? Yes. And, it's Ashley and Danny, right? Danny. Ashley and Danny in bed together. He was watching all mad. I said, I'm good, Mark. That's terrible to watch. She has moved on, as have I, made it clear when she didn't send a message. He said he didn't want it, enforced it, should have cut it off a long time ago, talking about Ashley. The double standard, man. How do you think about how your significant other felt when she watched you do what you did on the island? Come on, man. Alexa just talking up a bunch of blah, blah, blah. He said he was given a hall pass and he hasn't used it. Taylor and Yemen making out. Whatever. Mark says, we treat women with respect. Exactly. Shantae just ranting about how frustrated she was with what Brian did. Brian said back-to-back weeks, it showed what he did to hurt her. Brianna packs a lot about his childhood, his upbringing, how it formed him into who he became. This was a level that I wasn't prepared with Brian. Because when you watch it, it's such an emotional, impactful moment. You see a lot. You see a man broke. Because it finally felt like a freeing experience of saying the things that that transpired in his life that he hasn't, you know, really maybe unpacked. And even Mark advised him that emotional level of what we just showed, you just showed me, you should show her. Lino said he's ready to propose. Final dates, you know, whatever. This whole scene, like the final date stuff, did we really... I don't even really know what we gained from the final dates. Let's see here. Brian, though, does continue to unpack that Shantae said that none of the videos have seen him, or he's never not seen her do any bad things. He says she doesn't need him and hopes she wants to still be with him. He asked Amaya to go on the last date, and she said, I've seen growth in him. Shantae picked Hashim. Taylor picked Danny. Ashley picked Yemen. Alexa picked Gio. Lena's talking to one of the girls, taking one of the girls ring shopping with him. He tells the boys he's planning to propose. The people that weren't picked are packing their bags and leaving. We see Lino FaceTime Alexa's dad asking for her hand in marriage. He said, as long as you love her unconditionally, you have my blessing. The final dates were the final dates, right? What do we really need to unpack in these final dates that we haven't already seen for the previous, I don't know, 9 episodes, right, guys? So because of that, you know what I mean? This to me was a little bit, all right, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like I didn't need to see any more of this than what I needed to. So I went ahead. We're diving right into episode 10, the bonfire, and then we'll twist right into the where are they nows.
When Ram won its first Motor Trend Truck of the Year, it was celebrated. But after 7 times, what's left to say? The trophy speaks for itself. And now, so does the deal with Employee Pricing Plus. Stop by your local dealer today and take home a Ram truck. Ram, 7-time Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Nothing stops Ram. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Rams for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers will qualify. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. N6225. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shantae and Breon brace with a big hug, with him getting a little choked up already. Shantae has the floor first. He said he brought her here to prove that he could have a platonic relationship, and he did what he did, and she feels worthless. Breon apologized for hurting her. He says, "I love you," and starts to break down the man he was there. Was before was fake. It was surface level of a boyfriend. The wild sex and the threesome would fill gaps. He's a changed man, not worthy of her, and that's a hard pill to swallow. She deserves the best, and if given the opportunity, I could be a good boyfriend, husband, and father of your kids. He said it felt humble for him to see two bonfires of what he saw. She's struggling to recover from his actions. He breaks down about his upbringing. Like, Mark, the way Mark L. Wahlberg challenges these contestants to find an actual emotional level of this experiment, right? He looks for them. He yearns for them to try to actually use this experiment for growth, not just to have fun, not to, even if you don't end up with the person that you came with, what did you learn from your experience? What did you unpack? What did you unfold throughout your time and learn about maybe what you can bring to the next relationship of your life? That's some of the things that he unpacks. And I love the dynamic here, because at the end of the day, like, you come here, you might end up hurt, but use that hurt, use that fuel of that pain to fuel the next phase of your life. That's it. Period. You know what I mean? That, to me, you know what I mean, is worth millions of dollars, millions of the therapy aspect of unpacking all these emotions. It might be hard, but getting to this process and seeing, all right, maybe I'm better without you. So then, of course, you have three options on the island. You can leave together, leave with someone else, or leave alone. Breon says, "I want to leave the island with her." Shantae walks off. We see her, a producer, embrace her and say, and Shantae says, "I don't know what to do." She says, "I want him to grow." And the producer says, "You got to do what's best for you." And to be honest with you guys, I'm really surprised these two went first. Can anybody else? I just want somebody else to back that statement up. I'm shocked these two went first. Because I would have saved this. I would have saved this dynamic until the end, right? I would have saved this one for the final, maybe even the one before the Alexa and Lino one. But she said, "I want to respect myself to see what he has learned. I think right now I have to choose myself." Breon said, "I fucked up. I crossed the boundary. I have to lay in the bed that I made." She says, "I'm seeing this emotional growth within him, but she also deserves somebody to love her." She ultimately chooses to leave the island with Breon. I was shocked by this. Shocked by this. Absolutely floored. Taylor and Tyler, this should be easy. She wrote a note about him crossing boundaries, and overall, you played me and you played yourself. He said a bunch of blah, blah, blah. He said, "I do feel something for Kay. I was tempted and I crossed the boundaries with her, and it continued." Of course, the bitch tendencies comment was brought up. Like, he's harbored that and he's been ready to throw that back up in her face since like the moment that he heard it. Like, that was like episode 2 for us. He said, and then the whole cuddling with Kay rolls off the tongue. She brought that up. That affected her, hurt her feeling. This is my thing. One video, yeah, he's got some bitch tendencies. This video, making out, sleeping in bed together. Both suck, but one crosses the boundary, the other one doesn't. Period. He goes and says, "Yeah, cuddling with Kay does roll off the tongue, and I'm falling in love with Kay. Blah, 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 blah," arguing. Taylor said, "This has been an experience, and through everything, I'm choosing myself and leaving alone." Tyler says, chooses to leave with Kay. We see Taylor leave. Kay comes in, says he's a bunch of nice words about Kay, followed by asking her to leave the island with her. She said, I'd like to do that. Whatever. Ashley and Grant, he walked up to her to give her a hug, and she said, nah, bro. Back up, player. That was hilarious. Grant said, you are someone worth chasing around the world. He should have realized what he was chasing was unattainable. You've seen your worst nightmare play out on the screen. The connection he made was real. He said, I realized on this experience how disrespected and belittled I felt. I forgive you and forgive myself. Ashley said, I don't have a lot to say. You argue that you want to be a good man. You could have been honest about not being faithful. Objective was to come here to see if I could trust you and end up railing some girl in the shower. She said, you're a serial cheater. She does take some ownership here. I'll give Ashley credit every day of the week. She takes some ownership here in saying, hey, you know what? I did belittle you. But she said, a lot of it's a reaction to the actions that you were giving me. I was reacting to your actions. Homie started crying. Grant says, it kills me to say this, but I want to go home alone. Alone? Where the fuck is Natalie at? I thought we were leaving with Natalie. I thought she was like, what? Did I miss something skipping the dates? I must have. But we'll talk more about that in a minute. And Ashley said, I'm leaving here with my new connection I made. And homeboy was furious. Furious. Blew me away that she decided to leave with him. Lino and Alexa said a bunch of nice things about the journey. And then they were walking together. And they walk into a thing. He gets on one knee and proposes to her and says, yes. She says yes. Sweet moment. You got to love it, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can't be mad about a little soft, warm moment like that. I'm a big fan of it. So not much I can say there. But obviously, it's been a week. So this is fun that I'm able to do a compact episode here of the, you know, recapping the final episode, along with, for those of you at home, I get to do the Where Are They Now? As well with you guys. So let's talk about Where Are They Now? All right. First up, the couples, Alexa and Lino, they're still engaged. Alexa and Lino's time on Temptation Island proved the getaway brought them closer together. The happy couple is planning their dream destination wedding in Sorrento, Italy for the fall of next year. For the foreseeable future, Alexa will be sweating out about the wedding details while also completing her nurse practitioner program. But the two aren't worried about the jam-packed schedule after Temptation Island. They knew whatever challenge arise, they would always have each other's back. Lino and I are a team. Every single word that we were both saying throughout the experiment, we were both thinking of the other person. Yeah, so that's awesome. You know what I mean? I don't have much to say about these two other than that. That's fantastic. On the island, Lino picked up the habit of keeping a daily journal, which helps him stay positive and affirm himself. Alexa learned to trust her gut, which in turn led to a sense of peace she didn't have before. Shantae and Brion, y'all still together. After leaving Temptation Island, Shantae and Brion stayed up all night talking about the experience, which gave them both a sense of a closure. I don't think we'd ever talked that much nonstop before, Shantae said. Since we came back home, those conversations have just kept going. Shantae admits that she wishes it didn't take a threesome with another woman for Brion to realize what he really wanted. As sad as it is, and annoying as it is, I don't know that we would have had those conversations if that didn't happen. We could have just been down this bad spiral of not really knowing how each other feels. Shantae knows that people will have a lot of opinions about her decision to stay with Brion, but given their history, she was willing to hear him out instead of automatically judging his behavior. I could tell it was more physical and not emotional thing. For Brion, the wild night gave him clarity about the kind of partner he wants moving forward. I regret what I did, but I've grown up a lot. I've even cried talking about how I grew up, something I hadn't thought about in forever. It was a big learning experience for me to really see the value of a woman that I have. Shantae, who doesn't really open up easily, more than agrees, crediting the experience for pushing her to share her how she feels. Shantae and Brion, who both now in therapy, on track to move in together once his lease is up. They have been leaning on their families and mentors for support. He said, having someone who is older, married, and looks like me to talk to has been really, really good. They're both looking toward to the future that includes marriage, lots of travel, hopefully kids. Until then, these best friends content spending every day together, cooking, working out, and hanging out at home. As Brion says, we're chill people who are just trying to survive their 20s. Can't be mad about that. Can't be mad about that. Can't be mad about that. All right, Tyler, in a relationship. Who's he in a relationship with? How crazy is this? He's currently in a committed relationship, but just not with his original partner, Taylor, or Kay, the woman who he left with. From the beginning of the experiment, he was hot and heavy with Kay, but the two realized their lives didn't align during the conversation on the last date. Still heading into the final bonfire, Tyler chose to leave the island with Kay because they had formed such a strong bond. While he hasn't seen Kay since the film ended, Tyler has run into Taylor quite a few times. About a week after returning to Nashville, he saw her at a gym, which led to emotional long conversation about their experience, including clips of Taylor saying bad things about him at the bonfire. She definitely just went personal and overshared. Taylor apologized for now infamous Bench Tennessee comments, but explained that she wanted to be honest about their issues. Tyler says the two discussed the possibility of reconciliation, but he knew he was not in the place to do it. 2 months later, after hearing he had started dating someone else, Tyler claims Taylor reached out to ask why he wouldn't give their relationship another chance, and he said it was hard to navigate. We haven't talked since the phone call. I've run into her at Costco. We didn't say anything to each other. Soon after Tyler returned home, a friend introduced him to a woman named Lauren, and they hit it off. He credits the success of current relationship to Temptation Island, which pushed him to know himself better. It's both fun to talk openly about all the personal growth with Lauren. Moving forward, Tyler's strong intentions for his future is his new romantic partner. He's also making big plans for his career as he recently signed with a modeling agency. Taylor. Taylor doesn't have any regrets about Temptation Island, including her comments about then bitch abandoning her boyfriend, Tyler. I probably shouldn't have said bitch tendencies, but at the end of the day, I'm going to call it like I see it. So that doesn't seem like an apology. I didn't say anything to make him purposely look bad. We had issues, so I was not going to lie to everybody around me that everything was hunky-dory. She said after the first conversation with the gym runner, there's an additional phone call possibly getting back together. I literally have screenshot of all this because I know how this man is. Interesting. So I blocked him and never looked back, and we have not spoken since. She's now in therapy, continuing to work through her abandonment issues, which Temptation Island brought to the surface after everything that's happened. Taylor is approaching the possibility of commitment with caution. I still need the time and the space to continue to heal. Choosing myself, I'll never lose. Facts, girl. Facts. Ashley. About Grant. We got back together for a little bit. That was a shit show. The former couple's roller coaster took off once again due to Grant's persistence, says Ashley, who didn't speak to him for months following their time on the island. Then out of nowhere, Grant popped back up in her life, just ran into him at a bar literally next to my house, and it just went downhill from there. He told me that he had been going out all places trying to run into me. Weirdo. Ashley learned that after leaving the island, Grant exclusively started dating Natalie, the single he connected with on the experiment, but he still chose to pursue Ashley regardless. They went on to a date. They went on to date for 2 months. He cheated on Natalie with me.
Oh, shit.
Admits sharing that their not so coincidental encounter occurred while Grant was still entangled with Natalie. I will give him credit. He did everything he could to fix it, but there just really wasn't going any coming back from anything that happened. I couldn't just let it go, and I was never going to believe or trust that he was really going to change.
Hey.
So I was single before Grant, and I was okay with that. Yeah, there were tiny things about Logan that reminded me of Grant and slowly drifted towards Danny because he felt safe. In the outside world, she's gotten to know Logan's sweet and innocent nature. I still talk to Logan. I don't know anything of come of that, but I do think he's a little cutie, so I flirt with him. Okay. Grant, I left the island alone and I'm alone. Talking about his current status, I'm single and working on myself. While he stayed relatively tight-lipped in the details of post-experiment relationship, Grant is no longer attached to Ashley, his original partner, or Natalie, the woman he hit it off with on the island. After witnessing Ashley talk trash about him in the bonfire clips, he prioritized his peace. In life, I didn't know she was talking about me. She was talking about me to other people. Hearing her talk badly about the things she and I had talked privately about made goals to further develop our relationship sucked. Let's see here. What else does he say? I don't really care. Experience was filled with confusion. He meant he could have taken more time before getting physical with Natalie, especially for Ashley's sake. I think it was very unaligned with my soul, so I was distracted. All right, brief run cat. Kay, single. Danny, single. Oh, so Kay says something about here. After the final overnight date with Tyler, Kay said it was pretty clear the two wouldn't date. For starters, Kay wanted Tyler to experience a single life instead of jumping into another relationship. While there was no denying that connected on a deep level, Kay's not convinced anything more than a friendship would have developed between the two. Danny, we kind of heard about him. Natalie's single. So, yeah, that's it. That is it. That's a bow on the season. Temptation Island. I hope this show comes back to Netflix. Please bring it back. Keep watching. If you haven't watched it, watch it. But I really, really love breaking down Temptation Island. It's one of my favorite reality shows. And you know what? It worked. We have a good experiment. Mark L. Wahlberg, one of the best hosts on reality TV. If this was your first experience of Temptation Island, you can catch it. I think it's seasons 1-4 on Peacock right now. So check those out if you've never watched it. I really, really love this show. But most importantly, thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love and Rap podcast. We will be back very soon talking about another new hit show. What is it? I don't know yet, but we'll talk about it. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.